We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
And from the Zach Gelb Show, Zach Gelb, ladies and gentlemen, Zach Gelb.
Gelb, are you on vacation?
What is going on out there?
Gelb, this is what's happening on your show. This is what's happening on your show tonight, buddy.
Man, management suggested a fill-in to me, and I was like, let's go with Bart instead. And I think I'm already regretting it, and it's not even 11 o'clock here on the East Coast yet.
That's all right. I got a whole day to get on track.
Zach, I told him to go the easy route. It's Bobby Bonilla Day. All he has to do, the topic tonight, worst sports contracts of all time. Boom, yeah. There's 3 hours.
Yeah.
Horvat, you got to stop with the Bobby Bonilla Day stuff.
I hate the Bobby Bonilla Day, Zach. I'm just worn down. Bart's nervous. I'm just trying to make it easy.
No, what I am nervous for, I am nervous that I'm not going to get a proper nap in today. That is what I am nervous for. Because I do require a nap every day.
That's my biggest concern.
Yeah.
That's my biggest concern, that you're going to, like, after the show, still think it's a normal Friday, go have a few pops, and then it's going to be about, like, 2 p.m., you'll fall asleep after going to fourth base and having a big fat burger, and then you'll just be sleeping at 6 p.m. Eastern. That's what I'm concerned about the most.
I share the same concerns with you, Gelby. Hey, I thought you were off last night.
I was supposed to be, and then I had a few travel plans get changed. I'm actually in an Uber right now going to the airport as I'm going to Colorado. So
I thought, because there's
so
much
Colorado right now.
I thought there was so much happening last night that you would just love the craft and the game so much that you're like, I got to talk about it. That's what I thought was happening.
Yeah, I don't like to lie to my audience. I thought about going on air and saying, oh, well, you know, Kevin Durant's leaving, Kyrie Irving's leaving, and now college football's changing. So I said, I'm definitely going to work, but I don't even think I could have sold that well enough, honestly, guys.
Well, you know, you can both answer this question, because Horvat left me to go national, and he's on Twitch.
He beat up against me, by the way, bastard. He stabbed me in the back.
I know he did.
Hey. I don't choose the time slots. I'm perfectly fine going middays, 1 to 4, 1 to 5 p.m.
No, I'm just kidding. I just know Horvat's in this spot where he gets awkward still if we say that he's, like, stabbing someone in the back. So I just like to kind of throw that out there.
No, actually, you know what? I'm very happy. I went to management, and I said, I want to compete. I'm a competitor. I want blood. I want to go against Gelb. I want Gelb or I want Jody Mack. And they said, we'll give you Gelb. Okay. Jody Mack is literally on 24/7, I feel.
I don't think he ever takes a break, honestly. I think he's just 24 hours out of the day where Jody Mack is constantly on spewing hot takes about horses and the gambling and all that great stuff.
This is my first time hosting National, Gelb, and I thank you again for the opportunity. Do you have advice for me, and will your audience like me?
Oh,
I think my audience will love you, because I do talk about you from time to time, and we always love 1250 The Fan as one of our great affiliates, but I think you're going to kill it. I would not have recommended you if I didn't think Bart Winkler was ready for the big national show. I think you are going to be a home run, and I believe the audience will love you, and it's going to be a great show. And you could always talk about Aaron Rodgers, right, and say Giannis Antetokounmpo is the best player in the league and how the Brooklyn Nets are screwed, and I think you would hit it off with our audience.
How will me and your boy Hot Take Hickey get along? We've been texting. I think we have a nice foundation building.
Kill him tonight. Honestly, go after him. Be ruthless. He is someone that tried to pull this bull crap last night, saying how he was rooting for the Nets. He wanted to see KD do well, and he's the biggest Nets hater there is. So you guys will probably get along. But he's delusional about the Indianapolis Colts. He lives in this world where just being good is fine. He doesn't aspire to be great, and that's where he's kind of at with this Colts fandom. So you could get some hot takes out of him with the terrible Indianapolis Colts.
How much Horvat does your producer have in him? Is he going to, like, because if Horvat had a fill-in, he would just be pissed the whole time that he wasn't filling in.
Wait a minute. Hold on. Not if I had the right fill-in. Like, if you give me like, Tim Allen, but, you know, if we're bringing –
Like,
mind,
if Bill Michaels is filling in, that's going to be a disaster, right? Like,
I don't know who that is. I don't know who that is. I do not know who that is.
This portion of the Zach Gelb Show interview is brought to you by Awkward, as Bart's not allowed to comment on Bill Michaels, but I'll do so every time I'm on the air.
Yeah, again, never heard the name. Just vaguely unfamiliar.
No,
he individually
never tweeted about
Zach,
this person.
Did you know he individually
either.
Saved the Bucks?
Yeah. Tell him.
Say that again?
The Bucks were leaving Milwaukee, but they were individually saved by that person that you just named. He saved the day. He kept the Bucks in Milwaukee. Bart, didn't he get a guy kicked off the Brewers too?
Chris Davis, yeah, you got him traded.
He got Chris Davis
you
traded
know
what?
I'm
too.
More
he made the call
history,
to the
guys,
Orioles.
I'm more about recent history, and I think we should just look at the fact that I was, like, the only one to advocate nationally for Giannis to stay in Milwaukee. So who cares about things that happened years and years ago? Let's just talk about the last 2-3 years.
Well, yeah, that's why we love you, Galby. And I told Horvat I owe this opportunity to him because when you took over, Horvat's like, who's this kid? I want that spot. And then he tried to start a feud with you, and then Galb's like, no, these guys are all right. And then we all became 3 best friends.
Well, the funniest part was Horvat was trying to be a little bit of a provocateur and be all edgy. And then when I clapped back at him, I got a DM from Horvat. Oh, no, I actually listened. I wasn't actually going after you thinking I was actually upset. And now when we look at this relationship all these years later, we're just busting chops on that. And I was surprised that Horvat didn't get the joke at first.
Well, hold on. I've actually defended myself on this, Zach. My whole take was, I loved your national show, and you should continue to kill every single market, except for I'm just a big fan of local 24/7 radio. You know, like, yeah. I grew up in Chicago, so I was listening to Les Grobstein overnights, and it was my favorite show, man, because you get the crazy callers. I was like, man, we got to go local, you know, because I love you, but you're talking KD, you know, maybe Clay Matthews goes down at training camp. We got to be on that. We got to be on that locally. That was always my point. I've always thought you've done a tremendous job. You're right up there is one of my favorite sports talk show hosts on the planet. I'm also trying to butter you up because I see that you like to take a lot of vacation, and Phil and host must be getting really, really slim if we got Winkler going tonight.
Oh, you know what? That's actually not a bad idea. I've never contemplated you for a fill-in on my show. But, you know, I will always take the compliment. If you want to send me a check, then my next recommendation may be Ryan Horvath to fill in for Zach Gelb. That would be wonderful.
Well, does that mean I get to fill in and hang out with Trista?
Yeah, you get to fill in.
That's a good question.
Yep. Yep.
But all kidding aside, not to continue to make this like a kiss-ass interview, Horvath, what you guys are doing with that show, and obviously I can't check it in when I'm on the air, but what I see on social media, and obviously I know Trista a little bit, very, very thrilled and happy for you because you're someone that deserved an opportunity. You know, they had you, you know, as a producer on Bart's show, and we knew that you were going to eventually get your own show, and now we're seeing you kicking ass, so it's great. Look at this. This is wonderful, the three of us right now.
I don't feel like I've got complimented.
I'm in a great mood because it's Friday, too. Like, it's Friday. It's almost the weekend. I'm going to have some cocktails. Let's go.
Well, let's put everyone in a bad mood then. What about the Packers receiving core this year? How much of a disaster are they?
We were just talking about how good we think it's going to be. I swear to you. We were just talking about it.
Christian Watson and Sammy Watkins, everyone getting all pumped up for those guys?
No, Alan Lazard's the meal ticket, Galby.
I like Alan Lazard. I actually do, but I still think Rodgers can go win a Super Bowl this year, but they're the third team in the NFC.
Well, what?
Who do you got? Wait, hold on.
Third team in the NFC.
Who do you got power rated?
Rams? Oh, he probably's got Rams and Buccaneers.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, Rams and Buccaneers. Actually, doesn't this show we do bottom five power rankings instead of top five? So in that case, I'll give you a hot take here. I think the Falcons are the worst team in the league, and then here's a bigger take inside of the NFC North. I actually believe that the Bears will finish in last this year in that division. The Lions.
Oh, I think the Bears are going to win 3 games.
Bears are going to be horrible. They're going to be worse than Lions.
I know.
Gelb, I got a bet for you as a betting man. So you said Tampa Bay over Green Bay. I'll make a bet with you that Tampa Bay doesn't win the division because the Saints win the division.
What?
Oh, wow. There's no chance. Unless if Brady gets hurt, there's no way Jameis Winston is beating out Tom Brady for a divisional title. No shot.
We'll come up with the term since we're doing it on the fly. I will say you should give me the field. You should give me Sam Darnold, grandson of the late, great Dick Hammer and the Panthers. I want the field, but I'm going to go with the Saints. I think the Saints are going to win 10 games this year. I think everybody's making a big deal about Sean Payton being gone. I don't think it's going to matter. Look at that roster. And Mike Thomas is back. Look what they did in the draft. They bring in – I think the Honey Badger has a couple more good years in them. And they've owned Tampa Bay. When's the last time the Buccaneers, other than the playoff game where Jared Cook fumbles, when's the last time Tampa Bay beat New Orleans too?
Yeah, no, but Brady's definitely struggled up against New Orleans, minus that playoff game like you mentioned. I'm not saying the Saints are going to be a bad team. We've got to see what happens with how many games Alvin Kamara gets suspended. You look at Jarvis Landry. I like Chris Olave a lot. They could be a good team, but they're not going to be better than Tampa. So what do you want to bet here? I'm taking Tampa. You're taking the field just to win the division. What are we putting on the line here? Are we going money? Are we going dinner? Are we going future fill-in shows? What are we doing here? Give me the terms.
I'll say loser has to host my show, and I get the day off.
That's not a bad idea. But Bart, I'm being serious. I would fill in for you one day. I'd have no problem filling in or co-hosting with you one day.
Oh, okay. Well, let's make that happen.
Let's do it. Will I get paid extra by your station or not so much?
Am I getting paid tonight?
We got a $5
I asked the guy about payroll, and he never got back to me. I was like, what do I need for payroll? And he's like, I think the Comrex is set. I'm like, oh, okay.
Well, you're already in the Odyssey payroll system, so you'll be fine. You'll be taken care of. If you have any issues, just let me know, and then I'll break some kneecaps here in New York.
We also don't get paid today. We get paid next week, you dummy.
Oh, yeah. We get paid. Is next week my endorsement check? I think so. All right. I think that I'm excited, Zach. It's really nice to hear from you. I was going to ask you to come on, but I didn't want to bother you, and I knew that you would just ESP know that I wanted to talk to you anyway, and I thank you for calling in. I really do thank you for the opportunity. I'm very excited. I think our listeners are very exciting for it because we're going to be on. We take the show for 3 hours from 6 to 9 Central, so that'll be cool. And I already told a lot of them to call in, but say they're from different states and like praise how great I am as a fill-in.
Well, let me just ask you this real quickly, and maybe I'll text Mitch Rosen or Steve Sparky Pfeiffer. Why don't they put you on for all 4 hours tonight? Because you guys don't have an afternoon show right now.
Well, we do have an afternoon show.
Wait, do we not? Because I'm supposed to be on that today.
It's not the official new afternoon show, right?
We're still kicking around some ideas.
Yeah, so whoever's filling
well,
no,
in, the guest host
right,
today,
an hour
no,
off
no, the, no, I wouldn't do that. The guest host today is Kevin Holden, who's from our CBS affiliate here, and he's like world's greatest guy, and he's actually very polished when he does radio. He's a TV guy, but he might be better than anyone actually on our station. Honestly, he's so
way
good.
Better than Bart. Yeah.
Oh, he's way better than me. Yeah, I shouldn't even be. He's going to be filling in if I keep complimenting him. So I'll stop.
Right. Well, anyway, Horvat, this was a nice surprise. And Bart, I know you're absolutely going to kill it tonight. And I guess since I'm a loser and I don't really do much on vacation, even though I'm going to Colorado, I guess I will be listening to you at one point tonight.
Oh, that'll make me nervous. And I won't know at what point. I know that Gelby's tuning in. Jeez.
Zach, may I suggest something a lot better than doing that? It's called pot.
I got to depend on what state I'm in the way that I answer this question. I have to be careful with all those.
You're going to Colorado, guys.
Yeah, once you cross those lines, trust me, man, there are no rules.
Well, I will see you guys later, high in the mountains, right?
Yeah,
thanks, Gelby. Thanks for everything, bud.
Later, guys. Be well.
Zach Gelb, surprise call. I didn't know he was calling. Great Midwest Bank hotline.
Do the read, man.
Thank you. If you're applying for a home renovation loan.
You can't make him laugh.
Yeah, like, I can't laugh. I have a cough. If you're applying for a home renovation loan and you're a bit anxious, breathe and let Great Midwest Bank help you experience a state of tranquility. Get started at greatmidwestbank.com today.
Whew. Good stuff, man. That was great. What do you think about my Saints bet out of nowhere?
Yeah, I think it's a bad bet, but I'm intrigued by it.
No, dude, I'm sold that Brady is going to look like Peyton Manning did that final year. Even though Peyton Manning, well, bad example. Peyton Manning wins a Super Bowl that year, but, well, the Broncos won a Super Bowl. It had nothing to do with Peyton Manning. He was benched that year. Remember for Paxton Lynch?
Oh, I got to go.
You forgot to take a commercial break.
I
all right,
really
have a great weekend.
Butchered this.
Wow. See ya.
This is going to be fun.
You guys suck.
All right. That's the end of the show. A big show up next.
Have a good weekend.
Zach out tonight, 5 o'clock Central.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.